Do you have some? You have two pairs?
What good pussy sound like?
Oh my god. ¿Quién te aguanta, güey? ¿Quién te aguanta? Nadie. Okay, you guys sound pretty good, I guess.
Jesus Christ.
You guys are a little cincy thoughts. That's what you guys are.
I wish.
We have the fucking cincy thoughts today. We have the two legendary cincy thoughts with us today.
Legendary, Jesus.
Legendary cincy thoughts with us today.
Jesus. Stop, I know I'm famous.
Everybody loves Deone for some reason.
I know everybody loves you.
Everybody wants to, like, clap you for some reason.
Clap some cheeks, though. Maybe.
Why? What do you think they want to clap you?
Have you seen her? Because I'm hot as fuck.
Dude, have you seen her?
She's a MILF. Officially, dude, she's a MILF.
Nah,
bro.
She's too young to be a MILF, dude. You gotta earn that title.
What do you mean? You become a MILF automatically
when you have a kid?
When you have a kid, you're
nah,
a mom. I'd like
it's
to cause fuck.
It's too fucking. Yeah, it's too young.
No.
No, I'm still.
You.
MILF.
She qualifies, bro. You have to be a mom. Period.
Oh yeah. Hold on. Destiny, can you
bro,
sit a little closer?
Bro, just imagine being taller than like 80% of El Paso. Automatically, people are gonna want to fuck.
That
right?
What? What'd she say? What?
Being taller than 80% of El Paso, automatically you want this
dude,
bitch to
how,
like.
Dude, how tall are you?
5'9" and a half.
No,
nah, you're lying. You're taller than that.
Well, yeah, when I wear heels.
Bro.
I walk into the
oh,
bar and
right.
Everyone, all the fucking short-ass Mexicans are like, what the fuck?
All right, well, everybody, welcome to my after party. I'm your man, Aaron Zine. And with me today, I don't got my co-hosts today, unfortunately. Oh. I kind of miss them. Mark just disappeared. I don't know where the fuck he went. And then Will was out of town, so I was like, I guess I got to go deal with the tall girls by my fucking self. The tall Cincy thoughts by myself today. Fuck if they don't
Cincy
fuck.
Cincy thoughts, Cincy queen.
Aye,
oh, and you added legendary in front of it, so.
I don't know about legendary yet.
You said legendary yourself. The horny boy has to pronounce as legendary.
You know what? I might have said legendary, but I didn't mean it. Oh. I might have said it by accident.
Well, okay, we'll earn
so
it.
So today we're going to find out if you guys earn the fucking title.
I
with
will
me,
say this.
Tell me, go ahead.
From the beginning, I feel like I'm going to regret this already, but if one of y'all has some silly-ass name, you're
this whole class is going to feel
my
wrath.
I will personally make it my
now,
like, mission.
Now, did you mean Denise?
Son of a bitch! Dude, I will make it my personal mission that you get dick slapped
dick
by the
slapped.
End of this year. In the face, if one
dick
of y'all
slapped. Why do I have to get dick slapped
just,
out of all
I'm just
fucking
saying
things?
It, a disclosure before we start this.
I'm trying to introduce you first before we start getting to the dick slapping part.
All right.
Jesus.
Let's get it.
With me today, we got the one and only Crystal Marquez. Hello. A.K.A. What's your Instagram handle?
Big Booty Ho.
Big Booty Ho. Big Booty Ho. No, it's not. No, you have something lame. I thought it was Champagne Mommy. No, right?
Oh, Champagne Mommy, yeah.
Is that your handle,
that's
really?
Yeah, for Twitter.
Oh, that's for Twitter, though. Oh, okay, I guess that kind of counts.
I'm a whole different person than Twitter.
No, we don't even, you're never even on Twitter.
I try to be, though.
You don't, and every time you are on Twitter, you're a little sad
girl. I'm a sad girl,
girl
yeah.
You're same as fuck.
Or freak dude.
Both of you.
Bitch, I think I tweeted about crying
today. I tweeted about going, like, just having one person to get drunk at a bar. And then go home and have some nasty ass sex with.
And what happened? How did that go?
Oh, fuck, dude. Can you, like, not go there?
And, of course, we have the
drum
one
roll, please.
Oh, yeah.
No, yeah, no. ASMR.
We have Deone in the build. Am I saying it right? Deone, right?
Deone.
Deone. And if you are, like, if you only speak English, it's DNA.
DNA
over here. What's up, girl?
Hello.
Hello.
You just got back from what? Cancun, right?
I did. You're I was out there for a month.
You're out there fucking partying or what?
I wish.
You meet the love of your life out there or what?
At the sadly, gym? No.
No?
Sadly, no. He moved away. It's okay.
That is so sad, bro.
That is.
Imagine.
I feel sad.
Why I cry every day of my life.
I feel sad for you. Okay, so like we always do before we start the podcast, we got to cheers. Who didn't open it? You haven't opened
didn't
it?
Didn't open it.
I couldn't finish my fucking.
I know you couldn't. I know you couldn't. You're lying to my face. Like, I'm like one
okay,
of your fucking hoes.
Like,
oh, Jesus.
I'm not your hoe. You don't got to lie to me. Okay. Cheers. Cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
You got to drink on the mic. So everybody hears you drinking. So we're here to talk about all kinds of things. We have plenty of time to talk about these subjects, subjects that I have to cover.
I bet money on this top five.
We have the two Cinti thoughts.
Queens.
Cinti thoughts over
Queens.
Here.
Queens.
They're always on Cinti. They're legendary. Everybody knows them for some reason.
What I don't do you know think, why. It's why not like I didn't work at college for like 2 years.
Why do you think everybody likes you, Deone? Why do you, everybody thinks like, why does everybody want to clap you?
Because I'm hot.
Cause
I'm
you're
a
hot?
MILF.
What?
She's a
MILF. You're not a MILF. You're
she
not a MILF.
She is a MILF. I have a kid.
You're
I'm
too
MILF.
Young
we
to be a MILF.
She's not, bro. You're you like qualify as a MILF. It's mom I'd like to fuck. Is she, like, does she have a kid? Yes or
like,
no?
She's like a MILF mom. In training, for sure.
Okay, that,
she's
is,
too
that
young.
Is valid.
She's too young.
No, but she's a mom, regardless. The definition of a MILF is a mom I'd like to fuck.
I mean, I guess, but.
By default.
By default?
Yeah,
by default. Okay. So what do you think, like, why? Why does everybody want to?
Have you seen her?
I feel like everyone just wants like me because they can't even
I mean,
reach
she's
me
because
I'm
sure.
so tall. Like, that's
what's the shortest
why.
Dude you've ever dated?
Ooh, that is a good
what, what's the shortest dude you've ever dated and what's the shortest dude you ever clapped?
Honestly, probably like my height. Oh, yeah. No, probably my height. I don't go for guys that are shorter than me. What the fuck?
You
need
don't?
A ladder to climb up here. Fuck that shit.
What are you talking about? I know some of the dudes you've hooked up with that are shorter
shit.
Than you.
I'm telling you, he has
Wait.
Receipts.
You act like we don't all hang out with
I
the
think
same
we need
fucking
to all
people.
Be honest with each other right now.
This
just
is the honesty circle right here. The triangle of honesty.
Of honesty.
Of honesty.
I know who you're thinking about. Doesn't mean I'm going to name him, though.
You can name him if you want. I'm going to cut him out. I'm going to snip the name out.
Or you can just say the
Oh, you don't
height.
Have to. You don't have to.
Wait, what if there's multiple people and I don't remember?
I know two of them that are shorter than me, so. I know
okay,
two of them that are shorter than me.
But he asked specifically. You asked? Are you thinking of a DJ?
Yes, him.
Oh, yeah.
Him.
Yeah.
He's
him?
Been on my podcast before.
Yeah.
Now you're being honest. Yeah. What are you doing? Why would you do that in mid-podcast? What if it disconnected and you fucked everything up?
That'd
be
the
very
end of
upsetting.
The world.
I mean, it's connected now, but. Be more, you know, conscious, Mikey. I know it's your place. Shout out to my boy Mikey because you know what? He always comes through with the after parties and with the podcasts over here. Shout out to my boy Mikey for
after
sure.
After party oh, tonight Mikey. After Chino Chido.
Are we going to after party tonight?
Yeah.
We're going
sure.
to after.
Are you down, Mikey?
Hey, Mikey
gonna go,
said
we're
going
to go to Chino. You want to go to Chino?
That's the fucking mood.
Okay. Let's move on to. Let's concentrate on Crystal over here for a little bit because I know Crystal over here.
I am.
She's legendary.
No, I'm not.
There's legends. There's legends. There's stories of fucking Crystal. Crystal.
There's myths.
Crystal,
that's
what's
different. We'll bust them
there's
right
myths?
Now.
There's myths?
Yes.
I don't know, dude.
Nah, they're facts.
No, we're about to see if they're facts.
They're
I'm,
big
I'm
facts.
I'm willing to, like,
you want me to name them out?
Nah, bitch, no.
I know you're a simp, for sure.
Oh,
you're
fuck yeah.
Simp.
That I am.
When's the last time you ever simped on someone?
Last week. Today.
What did you do? What did you say? What did you say?
Today.
What did you say?
Me?
No, but it has to be to a guy, not to a girl.
Oh, to a guy that I've said?
Like you've simped on, yeah.
Oh, probably today.
What did you simp? What did you say?
I want to cuddle.
Ah.
Oh, because that's the fucking mood. I mean.
Why do girls always do that? Girls always go, I want to cuddle.
Because that leads to.
You can just wait. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean,
guess
we do want to cuddle.
I understand.
We do, like,
you
wrap
do
want to
cuddle.
Someone's arms, you know? Like,
bitch, I'm just trying to get loved.
Do you guys
right?
like? Do you guys both like to cuddle after sex?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Does it depend who or does it like?
It depends on who.
Depends on who. What is it like? What are the qualifications to cuddle Crystal?
Bitch, I'm so lonely. But I'm just kidding. No,
I cuddle
honestly,
myself
like,
at night.
I cuddle myself as no. It, I just have to like vibe with you.
You gotta
I have
vibe.
To, like you.
So if it's like a one night stand or like somebody you don't really fuck with like that, you don't really want to cuddle
nah,
with them and shit.
Get the fuck out of there.
Like
really?
It depends
like
if it's
I gotta
place?
Grab my heels. I'm out later.
You just. You grab your shit and go, period.
Damn. You guys have done that, really?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah! Yes!
Straight savage,
she gave herself
bro.
Away. Oh, yeah. She's like, yeah. ASMR.
I gotta go.
ASMR on that fucking dick over here.
No, yeah, I feel like.
Hey, that'd be a good channel for sure. Fuck yeah.
I think they exist, but I feel like it would be. It depends on the person. It depends on, like, if you're dating them, if it's just a one-night stand, if you're talking to them, like.
Okay.
It just depends the situation.
Okay. What about you? Do you like to cuddle right after sex with anybody or you
not
do you like to be held
anybody,
after sex?
I love cuddling, but not with anybody. Like if it's some short ass dude that I know can't.
What are you
even,
talking
like,
about? We're all the same size laying down.
No. Nah.
I'm not trying to be fucking big spoon.
If I put someone's fucking feet up against my knee, I'm gonna be like, what the fuck?
Hey, that's too fucking high. Oh my god. Okay, so you guys spend a lot of time on Cincy, right?
Yes.
You guys were you guys are little Cincy dots, right?
Cincy Queens,
fine.
I got rejected into getting okay, into how about Chino this? Let's, for let's, the first let's, time in like 3 years.
When?
That's true. This on Sunday.
Why? What did they
the
say?
The bouncer was straight
some
up
new
like.
The bouncer didn't know who I was.
Damn. She was like, do you like, know
I'm trying
I
to go.
Am?
It's like, you're going to have to wait, ma'am. It's like, for the first time in her life, she was like, what? What
did you
say? And you
waited? What did you do?
For like 5 minutes until I called Dickie and you got me in.
You called Dickie?
Yeah,
you
did. Pulled I pulled the Dickie card.
Oh my god. Why would
I pulled the Dickie card.
I don't think I've ever pulled a Dickie card.
No, but
sure.
The bouncer was kind of a dick though.
Yeah.
Honestly. Yeah, the bouncers were kind of being dicks on Sunday for sure. For that's sure. That's fucked up. They were like, who the fuck doesn't?
Yeah.
Who the fuck doesn't
and
know?
And
I'm
like,
doesn't
all
the
know
bouncers were
the
trying to
D.
let me in, and he was
big
at the
D
front.
Over
big
here,
D of
bro.
El Paso.
Yo, you walk in, bro, and you are fucking tall as fuck. But you're with the heels on.
I got someone right now.
I know, I see him. How tall? Like how big
are
they?
How tall are you with
how
high heels?
With heels, I'm probably like 6 feet, honestly.
Six
with
feet.
Heels.
No, she is, bro.
So what's like the shortest dude you've ever dated?
Dated. He was my same height. So
he
like
was same height.
5'9", 5'10".
How did it feel like when you went out with him with heels?
I didn't give a fuck. As long as I look good, I don't care.
This bitch better be proud to have me.
She was fucking pegging him and shit.
Hey, but guys low-key like that. Like, you have to have a lot of
confidence. Dude, I like tall girls. I really do like tall girls. Like, it's like a... I guess when you get older, you kind of just be like, you know what? I've never dated a tall girl. Like...
I want to look up to you, baby. Like
I
want to
be like...
Physically.
I want to hold her and be like... I want to be like, mommy. So okay, let's get to Crystal over here. Crystal.
Jesus Christ, I keep trying to like get
into it. He's trying to like deflect.
Yeah,
Diana.
I'm just here for the drinks.
Diana, I know Diana. Crystal, I know you're a lady simp, for sure. Mm-hmm. I wanna know, how long have you been single?
Fuck, bro, you're really gonna take it.
Single, not like entanglement single.
Oh shit.
Like you haven't been like in
a relationship.
I haven't
been in a relationship.
Yeah.
In a relationship. what was my last relationship? Officially,
let it out.
I feel like over a year and a half. Fuck, dude. No wonder.
Damn.
I think, yeah.
Go ahead. Tell us who it was. You're not going to tell us?
No. I told you. If one of you says
feel
some
like
silly ass name, you're going to feel my wrath.
You're not
going
to tell us?
No. I will tell you about it. I'm not going to name anybody.
Tell us about him. How was he? Was he a gentleman?
Most toxic motherfucker I've ever been with. I'll tell you that right now.
So what makes it? Okay, go ahead. Why was he toxic?
I don't really want to go there.
Give us, give us some abstract details.
It's just, have you ever thought about what makes the ultimate El Paso fuckboy?
I know what it makes for sure.
So just imagine not being able to keep your dick out of anything that moves and has a vagina. That's basically it.
Damn. That's
all right. Say his name now.
Say his name.
Honestly, like no comment on that. It's just that was the last really, and I feel like that's why I've been single for so long. My like standards.
They hurt her that bad.
No, it wasn't
it's
even like
I have
that.
Trust.
Like,
you're one of those girls. I have trust issues.
No, it's different
it's
having high
I'm not
standards,
ready.
Bro. It's different having high standards where, like, if I wanted a boyfriend right now, I could have one.
You could pick one out of the DMs?
Out of my DMs, yeah. I could just be like, hey, you know what? I'm going to let you take me on a date. You can try your best shot. He's not going to be, like, the best-looking dude or whatever. But if he treats me right, then, okay, let's go for it. But the thing is, you have standards to a point where you're trying to find somebody.
She's about to start crying.
I will cry later.
When you take someone on a date.
Wait, honestly, our generation doesn't even know what a fucking date is anymore. That's
maybe
so
your generation. Sad. I don't know. Fuck. I mean, what about you?
When was the last time you've taken someone on a date? What's a proper date
last
for you?
Yesterday. I went on a date yesterday.
What's a proper date?
You pick her up. You take her to dinner. And then you go beat cheeks afterwards.
You fucked up by not opening the door for her straight up.
No, that's what I always do.
Okay,
I always open the door for
her. Then you're a gentleman, and that's the thing.
I try to. I'm not going to lie, though. But once I start getting into a relationship, I kind of start opening the door and shit. Like, I'm like, come on, we've been together for a while. Like, just hop in the goddamn car.
See, that's the
We're
problem.
We're fucking late. Just jump in the car.
That's a fucking problem. The first 2 weeks, you guys are all sugar and honey.
Maybe not the first 2 weeks. Maybe like the first 2 months.
Tell me I'm wrong.
It depends how much a girl.
Fucking right. You do not open the door for a girl for 2 months.
I'm sorry, but I expect that. I was raised to expect that from a guy. I'm sorry, but that's just me. Maybe not all the time.
If I'm really like, if I like a girl, I'm be like, yo, hop in. I'm like, open the door and nothing. But yeah. If I'm not really like into her, I'd be like, just get in, bro.
Just understand that if you treat her like a queen in public, you will be treated like a king.
Don't cry. Your voice kind of broke right there.
Quiere llorar. Quiere llorar. Quiere llorar. Quiere llorar.
No, I'm just stating facts, bro. Like, for example, I hate it when a guy hits my DMs and he's like, yo, what's up? I'm like, bitch, if you're actually trying to take me out, like, ask me out on a proper date. Like, I'm fucking.
What is proper? Like, because what if they're hopping in your DMs and then they want to be like, yo, so we should go on a date?
Well, then fucking do it. Like, I'm old enough at this point to, like, just get to the fucking point.
So if somebody goes in your DMs and says, yo, let me beat those fucking cheeks.
I mean, if I'm down for it, when you're being honest, I would respect that.
Yeah, sure. Come pick me up in an hour. I'm off work. I just got to take a shower.
My place. Just let me shower.
Just let me shower real quick. Okay. Okay. What about you, Dionne? When's the last time you were on? When's the last time you were in a relationship? And when's the last time you were taken out properly?
Like, official relationship?
Yeah, official.
How many, like, months or more?
I mean, I guess a relationship has to be, like, at least, like, 6 months. You know what I'm saying? Jesus
like, Christ. My junior year of high school.
I mean, okay. What's because?
I've only ever officially had.
These generations are fucked.
One boyfriend. Like, officially.
You've only had one boyfriend? In high school?
Yeah, in high school.
That's because I forget how little you are.
I know.
Are you even 21?
Wait, little or young? Correction. Little or young?
Okay, it's the same thing. She's not little.
When you're fucking almost 6 feet tall.
I know she could play fucking guard for fucking the Lakers over here, man. She'd be out here like.
Would have gotten that win.
Yo, they got the win today. What are you talking about? True. Okay, let's move on. So we were talking about the DMs, and I want to see these DMs. Who's gonna show me their phone first?
Oh shit, I don't have my phone on me right now.
I like her. That's why I like her.
Let me check if I need to like. Delete anything.
You guys are lucky we didn't have we couldn't bring the AI bowl because the studio was locked up and everything was in the studio, so I couldn't bring anything. AI for sure. AI for sure. Let's see.
I don't know.
Wait, what are we looking for? Are we looking for?
I want to just see the DMs. I want to read through them. I want to see what kind of like thirsty DMs Dionne gets. What's okay?
Oh,
so
you want to read my fucking thirsty ones? This dude.
Fuck yeah! Let me see.
This dude does not get a fucking hit.
Let me see your request. Let me see your request box.
Oh, that is an interesting section.
Let's see.
This dude just does not get the hint. He has sent me like 100 fucking messages.
What gym you hit? Gorgeous. Get it. I want to keep going. Let's go then. Hard eyes. Gorgeous. Oh, I mean, damn. Look at her ass in this picture right here. Look at that. Look at her ass. Look at her ass, bro. Her cheeks looks fucking. Don't look.
Fuck Mikey. He's not wrong.
I mean,
he's not wrong, though.
He's not wrong. Let's show me your request box.
I don't have that many. I delete them.
What about you?
I delete them too.
You're going to show us?
My phone's not. All right, then.
Okay, I see. All right. No pressure.
Jesus Christ. Mikey, can you give me my phone?
Sexy. Hard eyes. Eyes. Fire.
I think I have one good one.
Have you guys ever been hit like by like a sugar daddy?
I've been hit up by sugar daddies. I've been asked to sell my socks. My feet.
Shit. Send me his number. I'll sell my socks. I want a sugar daddy. Fuck.
Oh, look. Here's a sugar daddy one. Hello, do you want a sugar daddy to pay your bills and spoil you with money?
Yeah, no,
can I
that's
accept
one of the fake
one?
Ones.
What?
That's one
How
of the
you
fake
know?
Ones. Okay, I mean.
Ah, it's fake.
It's fake. If they have like 3 followers, dude, it's fake.
It does have. They do have like 3 followers. Okay. So what's like the crazy? What's the craziest DM you've ever opened? And you were like, why? Besides dick pics.
I was gonna say.
No.
On God, I've been blessed.
I hear about dick pics all the fucking time.
I am ready.
You ready to show me those DMs of yours?
Oh, I can't find a good one, honestly. They're all kind of like, whatever.
Why are you lying?
I'm not lying, dude.
You're
I
fucking
believe
lying
it or not,
to
my
me.
DMs are dry as fuck.
Don't fucking lie. You ASMR having ass?
Imagine.
What's the craziest DM that you can think of that you've gotten?
That one time somebody asked me to like literally wear socks.
Uh-huh.
And then mail... Him.
Mail them?
Mail them.
And was he going to pay you?
$1,000.
And why didn't you do it? You should have.
Because I thought it was a scam, and now I'm thinking about it. It's like,
yo, bro, if you would have been like, all right, send
I
the
wish.
Cash App right now.
No, but I thought it was like a scam. I didn't think anything of it at the time.
Dude, I would sell my fucking socks real quick. I don't give a fuck. Fuck that shit.
Well, imagine me. Like, now I'm like, and then he unsent the message. So it was kind of like, I.
Okay. If he unsent the message, it had to be a real account for sure.
He's regretting it.
Oh, my God, bro. Why? I don't understand what goes through girls' heads when they get offered to sell their socks for $1,000. Mikey, would you sell your socks for $1,000? So if a sugar daddy or sugar mama asked you for that?
It's not even a sugar, like, it's just guys with fetishes. Like, if that's your thing, cool.
Oh, yeah, just, fetish too, for sure.
At the time, I didn't think anything of it. Like, honestly, I didn't.
Damn, bro. When's the last time you actually, like, replied to, like, a DM that was, like, a thirstiest?
I want to say this past week, I got asked out.
Where? Where are they going to take you?
They just want to do dinner. I mean, they're not bad looking. So I'm willing to give it a try.
You were like, all right, well, fuck it.
2 days ago, somebody said drinks. Like, oh, this one guy. Oh, okay.
Show us.
Oh, shit. Jesus. I mean, I get it. Now that I'm looking at what he's responding to.
Let's see.
No.
Show me.
Let me see.
Oh, yeah, of course, bro. Mi amor platónico. Platónico. Ay, wey, that's a lot of hard eyes, wey. What do you do to these guys, Crystal?
Nothing.
So we're going to be talking about, all right, so I want to know, do you guys watch porn?
On occasions.
On occasions? What about you doing? Ay, what are you?
Come on, it's 2020.
It's 2020, exactly.
You're trying to learn something new?
Can you put them on her mic?
I'm back.
Yeah, she just gives it to Mikey. She's just like, handle it.
Put on my crown. Peasant.
All right, Diana, tell us. Do you watch porn?
Yes.
What kind of porn are you into?
Honestly, lesbian porn.
$10.
Lesbian porn?
I was about to say $10.
Most girls are into, like, lesbian porn. Like, yeah.
Honestly, I haven't seen any.
You've never watched porn?
I think it's hotter not than just, like, lesbian some porn. Guy fucking pounding.
But now I'm, like, really wondering,
yeah,
like,
for sure.
What's
I like lesbian porn, for sure.
You can be straight and watch lesbian porn and just have no problem with it, right?
Yeah, fuck
that's
yeah.
What I hear from a lot of people. And, like, it's
what
just
kind
normal.
Of porn do you watch?
Fuck, dude.
Big black cock.
Low-key? Low-key?
Young Latina gets fucking gangbanged by BBCs. Let me find out, bro.
No
fuck.
No comment on that.
So tell us, what kind of porn are you into?
No comment, bro.
No comment at all? Come no on, comment. Even Deonet told us.
See, I'm very curious about lesbian porn. I'm going to go home and watch some.
Right. Yeah,
let's pull it out. Let's pull it out.
Let me pull out my best.
Pull it
best.
Out. Pull it out. She's going to pull out her favorites.
Dude, Bella Danger.
Low key.
Oh, wait.
She knows her shit. I mean, what is that?
You don't know what a Bella Danger is?
No.
I don't. No. I know. Of course not. No, I don't. Come on, tell us. Don't
what kind of porn do you watch?
I like to watch, like, threesome porns for sure. And lesbian porn, for
Jesus
sure.
Jesus Christ.
And once in a while, the BBCs.
Speaking of that.
Just really? To go look at it. I'm just
kidding. That could be me.
They're like, holy shit, it really is black.
Jesus Christ.
It's really black and big. And it's a cock. It's a BBC, for sure. Holy
verified.
Fuck.
Verified.
I'm like, that guy has a nice fucking dick right there. That guy has a fucking nice dick.
Okay, but the question is it really worth it? Like,
is it worth what? Have you never had sex with a black dude?
No comment. But
every time you say no comment, it means yes.
I don't know, dude. It might. It just might.
Tell us. Have you ever had sex?
I want to know.
She's deflecting.
Deflecting left and right.
Hold on. I'm asking the questions.
So let's make Aaron.
Go ahead. Tell us.
Your name. Do you prefer a huge dick or just a normal size dick? Like, does size matter the question
exactly,
here.
Exactly.
Honestly, it does matter.
Yeah.
I've heard different.
Yeah, you see, bro. I've heard both opinions.
Unless he actually knows how to, like, actually
see, that's the thing.
Finger you
really,
and
like,
out
the real motion.
Then,
oh, no, that's
the real motions.
The ocean of the motion.
Wait, no, the motion of the ocean.
The ocean of the motion. Dijiste, ¿verdad? I heard
sí,
you.
Pendeja, güey. No, I'm going to personally stand on this.
You're on the other side.
Yes, I'm on the other side. I feel like size does not matter because you can have a huge dick and not know what to do with it. And you're going to go in there jabbing and it fucking hurts.
Have you ever had, like, one of those experiences, like, somebody
getting,
like,
my guts rearranged?
Yes. My safe word is pineapple.
Pineapples. No, I'm just saying, you could have a huge dick and not know what the fuck you're doing to a girl and actually hurt her. Like,
has that ever happened to you? Like, you were like, oh, this fucking sucks.
Yes. Like, it's like no.
Not to me. Not to me.
I'm sorry,
I
but
know
no.
how to pick them.
Legendary, bro. Legendary.
Yeah, man, get the fuck
Wait,
out of
time here. Out. Explain that system of you picking them. I want to know. Teach me.
What's
Teach
your
me
system
your ways.
Of picking guys to fuck?
Okay. I walk into the bar.
If she says make out and feel them up before I actually fuck them,
I walk into
I would
the
lose
bar.
My shit.
You walk into
and
a bar.
And I go get some shots.
Okay.
Some liquid courage.
I get drunk.
This is exclusive
and I see a hot guy.
I feel
in
like
the
I'm
going
to call her daddy, bro.
For sure, for sure. Tell us, okay?
And then she hits
Older
that
shots.
Glock clock 3,000 or 9,000?
No, not yet. That's
That's not how really I do it, okay?
Glock, glock, glock. She would not. Hey, that's my mic. That's not waterproof. Okay, and then, okay, you order shots. You walk into the bar, you order shots, and then?
And you scout the fucking bar to see if there's a hot guy. If there's a hot guy, then
okay. But
how
but
do you,
hot
okay,
doesn't automatically translate to a good date.
It's you see. I feel
I
like
don't know,
I
picked
like
them out and they've all came out pretty good, so I'm chilling.
Hey, I can't complain. Honestly,
okay,
I'm just
but,
saying.
Complain,
so do you
complain.
Make the first move like when you're out? Because I know some girls like they won't like they'll give you like a look, and then they'll kind of just
again,
wait for you to.
That's
go
that's
over.
One of the major things.
I do that, like I'll just get kind of give a look, but like if I'm really, if I think, man, he's hot as fuck, I'll like send them a shot over.
So she's basically saying, so she's
know.
Basically saying, if the guy's a pussy,
yeah.
I'm gonna make the first
Yo,
move.
Yo, you make the first
no,
move.
No, but I feel like
shot.
Girls really do shoot their shot by staring
looking,
at you. Like they'll look
yeah,
at
I've
you, and you
before.
Already know she's game.
Thanks. Oh, so that's for sure. That's a
yes.
Inside.
Boys listening to this, if a girl is staring at you dead ass at the bar, she wants you just. Grow some balls, go get her a fucking shot, and take her home.
It's that easy.
It's that easy. If she's looking at you, if she's giving you the look across the fucking bar out of anybody, she wants you, bro.
She's like, what's the look? What's the look? Show us the look.
I mean, you're just vibing with your friends, and then you just look over, like.
And it's kind of like a hard
it's
stare.
Kinda,
like
it's kind of like, it's kind of like. No, so you're kind of just like smirking, and it's up and down, and you just turn around. It's just that one, like 2 seconds. You just. Look
okay.
up and down and up.
Ah.
You know? Like it's saying, I notice you out of anybody that's in here.
Look, okay.
I'm gonna do that look later tonight.
Are you
oh.
really?
I'm fucking putting tactics.
Deanna over here is fucking, you're ruthless as fuck, dog. So now let's hear Crystal's process.
Oh, shit.
Crystal, you go into a bar.
Me?
And you're trying to find somebody.
No, I'm not trying to find anybody. They just come.
I can kind of see how, like, you're more aggressive. And you're definitely not more aggressive, right?
I do the look.
You do the look and you do the, here, bitch, here's your fucking shot. Come over here.
Like, come, grow some balls. Me, I am more subtle.
Uh-huh.
I am more of do, I do the, my tactic is definitely the look.
The
and
look.
Then I obviously make it a point to stand up and, you know, let them see the goods.
Just
you dance around and
just
you shake your ass in front of them.
I don't know
so
about
they
that.
Know.
It
so they know
my,
what they're working
on. It depends on my level of intoxication, but all I have to do is just get up, pull up my pants or jeans or whatever I'm wearing.
Uh-huh.
You know, give him a quick
give
look.
Him a little shake real
yeah,
quick.
You know, kind of like
little
a little
shimmy.
Bit of a little bit of courage, like, hey, this is for you. Just grow some balls and
come over here.
Yeah, basically.
Okay, okay. Have you guys ever had to like shoot your shot? What me besides the
oh
here
fuck
with
yeah, yeah.
What's your way of shooting your shot?
It depends. I can tell you right now, and this is because it's recent. I've only ever had to try for a guy one time.
Explain to us what happened. Why did he make you try?
Because I feel like, I don't know, he caught my attention and it was kind of like, fuck, dude, like, how do I get him? Like, I know he notices me, but he's not asking me out, so what the fuck do I do?
What, was this like all in one night or was it like?
No, this
like
wasn't like in like, we had each other on social media.
Okay.
Fuck, dude, I'm going to expose myself. So,
so you agreed to come on.
No,
so
I don't know. And that's the thing. Like, I'll talk about it, but I'm like,
okay.
I might regret this in the morning. So, so watch me wake up to a fucking text. But,
probably. Well, don't worry. I'm not going to post this till next week. So, you're fine.
So, we've had each other on social media for a while now. And, like, literally, this is the one person I can think of that I would seriously date right now.
Okay.
And we bump into each other at the bar. I say hi to a friend, and he just happens to, like,
slide in and say, hey, like, what's your friend's name? I notice him, and I'm like, fuck, you're cute. Uh-huh. So I know I have him on social media because he makes it a point.
Uh-huh.
And
how does he make it a point? What does that mean?
He's like, we follow each other. I'm sure I have you. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then I can't remember if I sent him a DM, like, oh, yeah, I do. I do have you. Uh-huh. And after, I'm like, fuck, how the fuck do I get him to notice me?
Uh-huh.
So that's when you post a story for him to respond to.
And what kind of story is that?
I'm not going to tell you because that's seriously going to wrap me up.
The ones like I post with in my fucking bathing suit.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You're fucking, you're fucking obvious. Knows. She's just like.
She's like, ass, come get
cheeks.
It.
Cheeks. These are the cheeks that
no,
you.
No, but that's basically like, that's me shooting my shot. And I was like, damn, like I've never actually had to try for a guy.
So you're still trying or you already, what happened?
Nah, what I'm happened? I'm kind of over it. No, it's kind of like, it's kind of like strike three at this point.
Why? What do you mean? No. What happened? Tell us. Tell us. Vent to me. Vent to Dr. Phil.
Dr. Motherfucker. Horny boy.
Then tell us. Dr. Horny boy.
I'm over it. Like, there's only so much you can do, like, to show interest to someone. Mm-hmm. And then they don't catch the hint. Or they're obviously, like, not about it as much as you are. So you just
So he
on.
Was. He never really made a move, huh?
No, he did. But it's kind of like, if you're going to be flaky as fuck, honestly, like, I'm going to lose interest sooner or later.
Oh, okay.
I mean, point taken, there's 7.8 billion people in this world. You're really gonna simp over one person.
Just one person?
In El Paso.
In El Paso. Thank you. High five. High five, bro. That is the key to this.
Fucking Dione over here. Okay, I like that. I like that. So let's move on. So when somebody's trying to date you, someone's trying to make that move on you, what attributes do they need to fit for both of you?
Jesus Christ. I'm going to let you take this one first.
I don't know. Mine has changed over the years, especially now that I'm like a mom.
Oh, okay.
Shout out to Luis Enrique.
Luis Enrique, my little baby.
No, your baby has the same birthday as my dad. That's why I always remember.
The 25th?
Yeah.
Of March?
Yeah. Always. So I'm like, oh.
Let's say it all together. Ready? One, two, three.
Okay, so tell us.
Dude, on a side note, your baby has to be one of the cutest fucking
Thanks,
motherfuckers
I know.
I've ever seen.
He
in
gets
my
it
life.
From his mommy.
Los ojotes, the pretty eyes.
Yeah,
from
I guess
his
so,
mommy.
Kinda. Yeah, I guess so, kinda, whatever. It's all right. And then tell us.
Well, now, like, I just want someone, like, obviously that can party with me, but also mainly, like, home. The gym has to go, like, be athletic.
Okay.
Has to be good with kids, obviously.
Okay. What else?
Tall as fuck. Cause
tall
I mean,
as fuck. So
I don't want no
tall.
Little five.
Damn, so no
5'9
guys? Like 5'8, that's out the window right away?
Yeah, I gotta be able to wear heels now.
What if he wears heels?
Just I mean, as long as I can wear them too and he shares. Fuck.
Pet him.
You can pet him. You can carry him. You can carry him. Sweep him off his feet.
I mean, but you can't really do that in El Paso. Like, there's only so many.
There's only so many tall guys, for sure. I'm average size, for
like,
sure.
So I feel like there's, like, a 10% for her to choose from.
Those tweets.
Like, me, I'm borderline. If I put on high heels, I'm, like, 5'7".
So
but
with
if
heels,
I put
you're,
on,
like, 5'10", huh?
Yeah, so yeah. If I put on high heels, I walk into a bar, like, fucking Chino Chido, and I'm taller than 80% of the fucking bar. Like, I'm looking down on guys most of the time.
And then the ones that are tall are fucking ugly.
Yeah, they're fucking annoying.
Or fuck boys.
So it's kind of like, ugh.
They take advantage of the position. They're like, yo, I'm already six feet in El Paso.
Yeah.
I got it made. They're like, I'm fucking
yeah,
staying.
Yeah, so honestly, that kind of sucks.
Okay, so we got to move on to an important topic because it kept coming up last time. Oh, God. We were talking about foreskin. I mean, being circumcised.
Jesus Christ.
Yes.
So, and yes, she said yes.
I don't.
I don't know why this topic has come out so many. It's even in the eye bowl. It's like circumcised or foreskin. So, does it make a difference?
Yes.
Does it make, so you like circumcised,
yeah.
Obviously, right? What about you? Does it make a difference
to
you?
Yeah, it does.
Does it? Really? What is the difference?
Because what if they,
if
what
you're
if
trying
they're
to
not fucking clean and they haven't washed the little skin around their dick for who knows how long?
That's
fucking
okay,
bro.
Okay.
If it's just some random person, personally.
So will you go down on a dude if he's not circumcised?
First of all, you don't go down on a random dude.
No, no. Obviously, I mean, I don't know. Okay, fine. All right, whatever. I don't go down on random dudes either. Shit, five. We got something coming. So tell us.
I feel like it's just. I wouldn't care personally. I don't ever notice. It's whatever.
Uh huh.
But I do feel like uncircumcised is just the way to go.
Why?
Honestly.
But why? Why?
Why are you asking so hard? Because
you're circumcised.
I'm not circumcised.
I'm just saying. I don't know. I don't have a preference. I don't care, honestly. That's not something that I would look.
Do you really?
Yeah, you gotta be circumcised.
She's like, if I'm trying to get down there and do the Glock 3000.
So no Glock 3000.
I don't want anything getting in the way of that. Honestly, I don't care. I don't have a preference.
You don't have a preference?
I guess you could say like.
You guys are like complete opposites. I fucking love it. I love it. It's good. It makes for good content for sure.
Honestly, yeah, and for good friends, because if we were to like the same shit, we would be going for the same guys, and that's the cool thing about her.
So you're like more open, and she's already like. No, six foot.
She has her standards.
And you're more like, fuck it, let's just go with it.
No, dude. I have my standards. I'm just not, those are not things I care about, honestly. I'm going to take a look at completely different. She's like,
I don't care. I don't know about. I'm burping over here, okay? I have to burp. Because we have
Are we keeping to the ASMR or what?
Yeah, for sure.
Wait, Aaron.
Tell us.
Low key, I want to hear you say daddy.
Daddy?
Like what is the right way to say daddy?
What's the right, like for a, like.
For a girl, obviously.
I don't really like daddy, to be honest.
That's the thing, I've never called someone
I like
daddy.
Poppy. I don't like daddy.
Okay, that's
daddy, different. Like, just sounds weird. Like, when a girl calls you daddy.
Okay, but if a girl calls you daddy, what tone would she need to use?
Like a
low flipping
tone.
It around.
All right, show us. Low-key? Give us like a demonstration.
Just say it.
You, like when a girl goes, daddy, like that doesn't sound attractive. Like, if
ask one of the girls to come. To
no, just say nice and low, like, daddy, like nice and low. You know.
I feel like we need to put a poll up for that. Like, what is the right way to say?
If you say daddy too loud,
okay,
it sounds exactly.
Oh, daddy.
Yeah, like no.
Well, there's guys that like that. There are guys that fucking like that. They like a girl that's loud for some fucking reason, but.
Yeah, some girls, I don't like loud girls.
Me, personally, I like whispering, like, to the ear.
That's sexy.
That's a fucking turn on.
But even then, I don't want somebody to whisper daddy in my ear, to be honest. I'm not really into that. Poppy?
Poppy?
I go, Poppy, or you? Baby. I like baby the most. That's my thing. Baby is like the sweet spot.
I don't.
Oh, dude, the weirdest thing that's ever happened to me during sex. I fucked this one girl, and she, I guess, because I do the weather at work, like on the air, and I'm fucking her, and she goes, tell me the weather. I'm like,
what the fuck?
And she was dead ass. She was serious.
It's 98 degrees outside, baby.
So I'm fucking her, and she's like,
it's
tell
real
me the weather.
Sunny. The humidity inside of this pussy.
I was like, what?
Jesus Christ.
It's kind of wet right now.
The humidity.
It's fucking hot in here. Fuck. There's a storm blowing through here. No, but going back to daddy, I mean, I don't mind daddy. If she if a girl likes it, then it's a turn on for me. Like,
I can go as far as like poppy, but that's just about it.
What about you? What's your
I don't really like daddy either.
I don't like daddy.
The question here is, do you like dirty talk or not?
Oh yeah.
Like during sex? Like
yeah. But what kind of sex?
Because there's voicemails,
there's a difference. There's a huge difference between being vocal during sex and dirty talk during sex.
What's the difference?
I'm both.
I mean, you being vocal is you saying, baby, do you like it? Blah, blah, blah. My dick inside this. That's like being
vocal.
Oh,
okay. That's like the bait. Okay,
but
okay.
Dirty talk is like, you fucking slut.
I wait.
That's dirty talk. Her face.
I feel like that's a huge difference.
I've been slapped one time during sex,
holy
and I honestly
shit,
wanted to beat
like?
The shit out of the dude.
You don't like being slapped?
No.
I love, like, that's my thing.
My
I
ass,
like
yeah, my face. And there's something.
You don't like being
no.
slapped in the face?
Fuck no.
Dude, imagine. Mikey's all into, like, let me show you.
Dude, one time I grabbed this girl, because I used to slap her all the time. So I grab her, I slapped her so hard, bro, she went like, she looked stunned, and I'm like, are you okay? She's all.
Do it again.
I'm like, yeah, keep
do
going,
it
keep
again.
Going.
Do it again.
Dude, I was so scared because I was like, oh my God, I hit her too hard.
Imagine. Wait, time the fuck up. Imagine she's riding you, like on top, cowgirl. You fucking smack her. You hit her to the point where like she just knocks the fuck out on top of you. What would you do?
Would you dip, bro?
It depends
how close I'm dipping.
if we're not dating or if I haven't been fucking you for too long, where I'm leaving. Or if I don't care about you, I'm just going to be like.
Oh yeah.
No, I'm leaving. I'm fucking dead ass leaving. Fuck that. So you don't like being slapped during sex?
No.
What do you like during sex that's like, you know, because we're going to get to fetishes, so I guess this is a good transition into fetishes. Do you like getting your toe sucked?
I haven't tried it.
You've never tried it?
No, honestly, I have really pretty feet. Like,
I feel like you could.
Yeah, they're pretty.
But
yeah, they're pretty. Yes, you have pretty feet too. Both of you have pretty feet.
Yeah. I like how all of the girls are automatically like.
Everybody's just like.
Like flexing, like no, like honestly, I take care of my feet. I feel like.
Oh, girl, I think pedicures. A girl has to take care of their
pedicures
feet.
And manicures.
Like,
yes, yeah. That's a must. But I feel like, is it enough for a guy to be like, "Ayo, let me like."
I like, cause suck your I toe. You see, so I'll start first. I have a foot fetish. Like, if a girl has to have nice. Right? Feet,
go for it.
Both
you won't.
Both
you won't.
Time.
No.
You won't, Aaron.
For the podcast?
Yes, for the podcast. With, just kiss my anklets.
Oh, no. Don't make me do Come this on. Right now.
Okay, Aaron, you know you want to.
Okay. Everybody, this never happened. What?
You should have sucked a big toe.
Also
you know you would have liked
maybe,
it.
Maybe. No, it's because.
That's for later.
That's for later.
Hey. Can we just warm up to it, please? It's my first time.
So you've never had your toes sucked?
No, dude. I don't know how I would feel about it.
A guy never tried to suck your toes?
No, honestly.
Really? Yeah. Really?
I don't know how I feel about it. I don't know how I feel about it.
Have you had your toes sucked?
Two guys have, but I'm kind of like, about it. I don't really give
like
a shit.
Like, you don't
I don't
like
want
it?
My toes sucked. Like, suck this pussy. What the fuck?
Dude, that has to be the highlight of the fucking podcast.
I don't want my toes sucked. I want this pussy.
Why are you fucking my toes, bitch? My pussy's right
pussy
here,
right
bro.
Here. Jesus.
It's fucking savage.
Well, it's because, well, I mean, to each their own, but I'm like, I'm just curious about you. You never had your fucking toe sucked. That's crazy.
If there's anybody out there right now that would like to suck my toes, just hit my DMs.
Hit my DMs and just be
aside
like.
Aside, okay, obviously Aaron. Mike, I like how you're pointing at him.
I know,
but
I like
we're not about to run in front of everybody.
I like how he just—I like how he just outs me real quick. Aaron.
I'm surprised it didn't go like.
So okay, so what kind of fetishes are you into? Like, so besides the foot stuff, what is a
I
what
really,
is something
I,
that's
let
like?
Me, let me tell you
even
right now.
Even if it's
now,
a basic one.
I really like when a guy calls me and he's like, "Babe, what's your bank account number?"
Facts.
Let me send you some money. Oof, wet.
That's wet
right
away?
Right there, bro. Wet facts, right facts. There.
Okay, what about some realistic ones?
That's the thing. I don't
know.
Have
no one
any.
In El Paso is going to do that.
Hey. I mean, I don't.
We
I don't
have some entrepreneurs here.
Hey, what happened to my white cloth? Where did I put
That's
it?
That's mine.
That's yours? Where did mine go? Huh? No, I already finished it. I guess I'll just get a new one. Okay, anyways. Like what we were saying. What were you saying?
Fetishes.
Okay, I'm all looking around. Like, what the fuck is that noise?
Have you seen those videos where it's like the mini mic with like a dog? And it's like, sir, what do you have to say?
Oh, yeah. That's what I was thinking. Any words, sir?
Any words, sir? Oh, that is of right course. There. Beautiful.
Obviously.
You are very right, sir.
So, Deanna, tell us. You have any fetishes that we need to know about?
Come on. Be honest.
Let me think.
Did she say dick or thing?
I don't know.
My head might Both. Be in the gutter right now.
Like, Both. Is there Both. Something you like to do or that you want a guy to do to you?
I don't know. Is,
during
is,
sex, every time you have
is
sex.
Is really rough sex a fetish? Or is
yeah,
that
yeah,
that
is
that's
a fetish,
definitely
for
fetish.
Sure.
Yeah, rough
you
sex.
Could be very basic. It doesn't have to be like super extreme. Like, oh, I like getting
stepped on.
I like getting fucking tied up and beat with a fucking bat. Like,
I like getting tied up.
No, bro, craziest shit I've ever seen in my life.
You see, that's a fucking fetish. Yeah. I don't like getting tied
no?
up. No,
tied
I get
up
I'm like, no, I don't want to get no fucking handcuffed.
I could do it. It's not like, oh, my God, that's going to get me off. But I have done it, and it's okay. It's enjoyable.
Okay.
This one time.
Tell
somebody
us.
Sends me a fucking video. Tell me why it's
what?
Jesus
Who
Christ.
Who sent you a video of what?
This one friend. He's into very weird shit. He's like, dude, am I weird for this? And he sends me a video. It's a fucking girl. They're doing an Eiffel Tower. Two black guys. Well, two African-American guys. One.
You already said black. Wait. Out of correction.
African-Americans.
Uh-huh.
Beautiful. Eiffel Tower. Mm-hmm. And motherfucker's hitting it from the back. And then the other one's obviously like getting his junk sucked. His motherfucker proceeds to actively punch her in the ribs.
Like hard.
Like he's going ham. Like he's punching her in the
Hello,
ribs.
Hello, 911.
And I like to report a dead body. And then?
No, I feel like that is some of the craziest. Aside from Two Girls, One Cup, I unfortunately had to like have that in my life. Which
did you? You saw that?
Oh, well,
I feel like.
Who hasn't?
Have you seen that too?
Yes, that's gross.
So you
Christ.
Never, have you ever, do you guys have ever like never had somebody try to pee on you or?
golden
know
showers?
What the fuck you have? No. You have?
No comment.
High five. I like you. I like your attitude.
No comment. No,
no
comment.
No, I feel like it just, you have to like explore. But for me, it would honestly just be maybe rough sex.
That's a rough sex, but what's rough? What does that mean? Mm-hmm. Like you get, like, you like getting like slapped and shit?
No, not slapped. Like,
not in the face, on my ass.
Maybe, yes obviously. I can't, hair, you can't have an ass
back
and not.
Really, really hard.
Do you
or
guys like getting
like
choked? Because like,
yes. Oh yeah.
Dude, one time.
I love me a man necklace made by a hand. You know, that's honestly something you look for in a guy. Like you see his hands and it's
they
like,
have
okay.
to be nice. Yeah.
They have to be nice. I'm like, you're looking at your next necklace. So it has to be like.
Has to be a nice hand.
It has to be a nice hand, you know?
Some nice fingers, huh. too.
Nice fingers?
Oh. Okay. We're going there. Okay.
We're getting there. We're getting to these weird fucking and nice fingers.
I'm just saying, you can ask anybody. Girls will notice. Okay, what's the first thing you notice on a girl aside from an ass or tits?
Her smile, for sure. She has to have nice teeth.
That is top five. Okay.
Yes.
Girls will notice probably smile, biceps. I want to say cheeks, but no. Chest.
Uh-huh.
And hands.
And hands.
Oh, and your, like, the clavicle? Like, right here? Like I don't know if it's
collarbone. Collarbone.
Your clavicles?
Clavicle. Technical
okay.
terms.
Okay.
But those are top things that girls will notice. Why? Because that's just attractive to you.
And their height.
For some reason. And
you got
to
be tall.
And you got to be tall. So now they have to be tall.
I'm going to no comment on that. Unfortunately, I've made some mistakes in my life.
Same girls.
Digging the tall dudes.
We live and we learn.
We got to get back to him. We got to get back to this toxic guy that was ruining your life. What
no,
happened?
Fuck no. No comment.
You're not going to tell
good.
Us?
Nah. We're
nah?
good.
Nah? Not even a little bit?
Good. I need another White Claw. Another.
I got you. Hey, Mikey, can you get some more from the other pack? Mikey's going to bring you one right now. Thank you, Mikey. Mike. Okay. What? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to yell at you. We're just trying to after party
no
right
le
grites. Now.
No le grites.
We're just trying to after party right now. Okay, so.
What is the next question?
We're moved on. We moved on from sucking dick. Well, you guys suck your dick, not me.
Unfortunately.
You too.
Have you
too
guys? What? I never sucked dick before.
I like their faces are like Aaron.
They're like, Aaron? Like that. That
are
meme.
You
like
sure? Remember that sure? one night?
Shut the fuck night. Up. Anyways, on. We're getting back to the questions. Have you guys ever had an awkward sexual experience? What is the most awkward sexual? I'll tell you too. I'll go. Well, Crystal, go first because she's the first one that left. So she goes first.
I kind of want to say, fuck, dude. Thank you.
Tell us.
Cheers. Probably a guy not knowing the difference between fucking my bed and fucking me. Like thinking.
What does that mean?
It means like he thought he put it in, and
he was putting in between.
And
the
he was
fucking
putting it. It was like, no, wait, Seba, let me explain the demographic.
What? So tell us.
So it's like
what's
ass
going on?
Cheeks and like bed, right? So it, obviously it'll make a little space. It makes a little triangle.
So
like
you were,
Mikey
were you,
saying,
were you like bent over?
No, it was like missionary.
Oh,
so
okay.
Of course, like he's trying to go in, and. He hits that sweet spot
between the little
butt cheeks and bed, and he's going like he's
now
going to town.
I have the visual.
Okay, you do.
So she said he's going to town.
Under 2 minutes, I just let him roll with it. It's kind of like
you didn't say anything.
No, I didn't say
fuck no, I would have said something.
So what did you do for 2 minutes?
Just sat there and kind of like took it. So
did you
even if you laugh, guys. Even if you laugh.
Did you make like
I was
did you
okay
make noises?
At the time. Okay, this was like I was with him 4 years. Understand that we were like
oh, you
this
were
was at the beginning. Like this was like a relationship. Like this was no,
yeah,
but this was at the very beginning. This was at
the
very beginning of the relationship where you're still getting comfortable with yourself, blah blah blah,
okay.
This and that. So he's going to town. I'm like, all right, well, he's having a good time. Like so
uh-huh.
So at one point he's like, oh, you're so tight. I'm like, babe.
You're tight.
Babe.
It's a fucking
you
yeah, so he said during set, you're so tight.
No, he's into it. That's
he's
the thing.
Like,
and I had to like burst his bubble. I'm like, babe, no lo estás metiendo donde tiene que estar. He just looks at me like, you're joking. Like,
I think that's more embarrassing that you let him go on for 2 minutes.
No, but he was having fun, so we just laughed it off. Like, he was having a good time, so.
What? I've never heard that before. I could just imagine. What about you? What's the most awkward sexual experience you've ever experienced?
I feel like this is going to be really good.
This is going to be good. Tell us.
I don't want to say it.
Why?
Because it's embarrassing to me.
Well, then think of another one.
Think of another one that makes it embarrassing.
Okay, tell us that one.
One way or another, you're going to have to say something.
From 1 to 10. Like a...
Ah, fuck it.
Savage.
I mean, it's embarrassing to me, but like...
It's time to get over it. This is
our, the circle of confidence and honesty.
This is the triangle of truth right here.
Okay.
I like circle of confidence. Let's go to them.
This one time, well, I was dating this, well, like my boyfriend, like the one I told you about.
The first, like the only boyfriend you've ever had?
The one and only.
Well, like we were fucking and I guess it, like it wasn't my time of the month, but like it was close to starting, I guess.
Oh, uh-huh. Jesus.
And so like we were fucking on his, mind you, we were fucking on his parents' bed.
Wow, and what are the blankets look
their
like?
Their sheets are like fucking white, their cream. Faces are just
they're just like.
Yeah, dude, they're like
hearing legendary white. Shit right
really
now.
Really though, really.
You like yeah. it though,
and
right,
we're
girls?
Like, we're fucking, right? We're having fun, like, we're going at it, uh-huh. And like, we're done, right? We both come, whatever. And that when he stands up, I stand up too, right? I'm gonna go like take a little shower, or whatever. I turn and I just see like a fucking red stain on the bed. And I start freaking out. I'm like, dude, oh my God. Like, I'm so sorry. I didn't even know. Like, I'm not even supposed to be.
I'm going to stop you right there.
It was so bad.
I'm going to stop you right there. That can happen to anybody. And if a guy's not a man enough to say, you're good, babe, we'll just wash him. Let's take a shower.
Yeah, I mean, we laughed it off. It was
if I was a guy and that happened to me, I'd fuck you in the shower again. Let's just have fun. Like, you shouldn't be ashamed of that.
Yes, I've had like that happen to me before.
Have you earned your red wings?
I don't really. I have.
You're a man then. Honestly, like if you're scared of a little bit of blood, like bro.
No, but
at
the beginning though, like it was the first time that had ever happened to me and the first time ever having like period sex.
Uh-huh.
So I was scared as fuck. I was just like, oh my God. Like the fucking sheets were like red everywhere, bro. Like you think I'm someone, you would think that someone got like murdered or some shit. Yeah. But like
no. Oh, so, okay.
But
so
it was bad.
It can happen to the best of us, honestly.
That's kind of disgusting. I'll tell you mine. Okay, I'll tell you mine. So the most, this happened a very long time ago. I took this girl home.
You ate her ass and she
burned. This is.
She's kidding.
The fuck.
Yeah, you're actually kind of close.
Borderline.
A little caca now doesn't bother me, but back, this is back then.
Period sex does.
No, period sex doesn't bother me either. Nah, that's cool. That's cool. But so I took this girl home, and I put the condom on, and I'm fucking her, and then she was like, "Yo, you should put it in my ass." So I was like, "All right, cool. Are you going to the restroom?" Go for it, go for it, go ahead.
I need two.
You need two? Just check if that.
If it's still there.
If it's still there.
I'll be right back.
Anyways, like I was saying, you go and put this. Yeah, let's put it down right there. That's cool. Like I was saying, so I took this girl home. I was fucking. Oh, yeah, take her mic. I took this girl home again. I've taken over. You said that like 10 times. Oh, I got you. And then I started fucking her. And I was fucking with a condom on. And at first, it kind of smelled weird. It smelled like caca.
Ew.
And then she was like, you should put it in my ass. So I was like, all right, for sure. So I'm fucking her in the ass. And then my dumb ass, I kind of like grabbed. Like, I was like, why does it smell like that? Like, it can't smell that bad. So I looked down, and I'm covered in shit. Like,
she shit on you while you fucked her?
Everywhere. It was everywhere. And I was just like, so I pulled the condom off, and I kind of, we didn't say a fucking word to each other. I just kind of like took it off and I threw it in the trash can. I'm like, hey, I'll be right back. I'm going to the restroom. I went and I washed the fuck. It was caca, like caca poop on my legs, my balls.
Ew.
Bro, and let me tell you.
Oh, my God.
So I go back and she was already dressed. And I'm like, are you ready to go? And she's like, yeah. She walked out the door and I never spoke to her again. But it was funny because the next day was my best friend's. He had like a house party. So we show up, and she was there dancing on this other dude, and I was like, take her. She pooped on me last night. She fucking pooped on me.
Oh, my God. You got pooped on.
I got fucking pooped on, bro. And that's that's top three for sure. Top three. That might be even number one for sure. I'm trying to think of something else, but.
If pooping on you isn't number one, then, like, I can't even imagine the
other stories. You're right. I think that is number one. You're right. I'm trying to think of something else, but. She said getting pooped on is good luck.
You didn't hear a little sound? You didn't hear a little like.
No. And then at first, I was kind of like, I was like fingering her butt. Because I was like, oh, yeah, it's hot, right? So like, we're having sex. I'm not fingering her like my thumb. Like, we're having sex.
And it came back all black and shit.
And then I didn't smell it. So I'm fucking her still. And I was like, it smells like caca. And sure enough, there was caca all over me. And that goes the story of Aaron and the caca girl.
Truth be told, you need to prepare for something like that.
No, but she wanted me to do it. She was like, you should put it in my ass. And I said, okay, cool.
You need to go to the shower, bro, because obviously, like, you didn't.
Well, it wasn't. I didn't. If she wasn't prepared, she would have been like, yo, don't put it in my ass. Like,
that's
weird.
Well, no, but that's
the
thing. Like, if it's in the moment, like, take it to the fucking shower.
Well, it's because it was in the moment. You know what I'm saying? Like, we didn't want to ruin. Like, we are already there. There was caca everywhere, obviously.
That doo doo feet.
There was caca, literally.
Caquita?
There's no, not caquita. Caca, wey. Caca. Chunks.
Cacota, wey. Diarrhea, wey.
It was
Why?
Fucking gross. Oh, my God. I couldn't even fucking believe it. Like, I'm thinking about it now. And I'm so glad I shared this with you guys. I feel so close to you now.
I've been liberated.
I've been liberated.
This burden.
I've been liberated. Well, we've already come to the end. It's already been almost an hour, so.
Bro, I feel like we need an episode 2.
Oh, for sure. I think so, too.
Perfect.
You guys really
opened
up. There
was way too much. We haven't hit the peak.
You guys haven't hit the peak?
No.
What about the questions that the people were asking?
I just had, like, a few people hit me up about you. Like, they were like, oh, why doesn't Deonel love me? They're like, oh, tell Deonel with, like, the little eyes going like that. And I was like, what the fuck? It's not even a fucking question. And then Tugi Tugi sent me, like, emojis of you, but it was just, like, the little quiet emoji like that. So I was like, and I told him, tell me. He didn't want to tell me. He has a what?
No comment. Shout out to my boy Duty, DJ Duty, DJ Amalalam on Thursdays and Sundays.
No, Duty's a great person. I love him.
Okay. So you don't want to tell us about him?
No, he's a great person.
That's it?
I love him.
You're not
going to
tell us anything?
I have a lot of respect for him. That's it.
You're not going to say anything else?
I love him. He's a great person.
I don't know. He sent me those little quiet emojis like that.
He literally told me to not mention his name on the podcast.
Well,
and there you go.
I don't know why there he replies to the question then. Like, what am I going to
do? Por pendejo. Well, why else?
He replied with, and I said, what? I said, no. I said, dímelo.
No. He's a good friend. Like, we go way back. He's a wonderful person. I love him. He's funny as shit.
Hey. Whatever you say. Whatever you fucking say, dude. I'm fine with it. So, any last words before we finally end this thing right here?
If you're hot.
Honestly, yeah. Dude, honestly, just realize that we need somebody that has potential to hit our DMs.
Okay.
It's been way too long.
So, potential.
Yes.
Potential for sure.
We got to find me love.
Not just anybody.
No, like, dude, I'm up for it. Like, if you legitimately have intentions to date and like you have a good.
What about just to fuck?
I have people to fuck. I'm sorry, but like
ones?
For me personally, it's quality over quantity.
Okay.
Oh,
we didn't even get to fucking to body count.
I told you.
Fuck.
Look over there.
And she's gone.
I mean, I haven't killed anybody, but.
So over or under? Under underhands or or overhands?
What do you mean?
Is it more than my two hands or
yes.
Less?
Oh, yeah.
She didn't even think of it. No.
Yes, you fucking idiot.
Of course.
I don't care. Anyways.
And you shouldn't care, period.
I think so, for sure.
No, but honestly, like, I feel like if we're on here, if you have some good intentions and you have some good idea, like, don't hit me with, oh, let's go get some drink. No, dude. Like, if you have a date.
So, like,
in mind,
you
like.
You want a fucking date. Not like a. Don't invite me for drinks.
I'm too fucking old. No, we can do that. Like, we can do that, like, on date number 2 or 3. But, like, if you have a good date. And you will get that back. Like, I feel like as knowing her and knowing me, I feel like we're hopeless romantics to an extent.
Yeah, you guys are sad girls for sure on Twitter, man.
No, but
dude,
at the same time, it's like, no,
about
dude.
Crying this morning, bro.
she said, is it too early to cry?
No,
earlier, too late to cry. And then Yasmin responded, it's never too.
Is it too late in the day to cry?
I shed a couple
tears.
That's
what it was. Nah, I'm good, brother. I'm good.
No, and that's the thing. Like, honestly, I feel like we're too old. We're over it. Like, we had our little, like, hoe phase. Well,
Well,
to
I don't
an
know.
Extent.
I don't
know. But at this point, it's don't waste my fucking time, bro. Honestly.
I got you.
I had to hit that little bro in there, but
damn,
yes.
We didn't even get to the fucking sad girl things. We didn't get to body count.
I'm telling you, it's in episode 2. You should
episode
ask.
Episode 2. We're going to get episode 2 for
you
sure.
You should ask.
Anyways, make sure to follow my girl DNA over here. Dionne. What's your Instagram handle?
DionneRuiz23.
And then
Dionne Ruiz23.
That's a mouthful.
Let's go for it.
Like you.
She really is a mouthful. She's a
same
mouthful
bro,
as fuck.
But. What is mine? I think it's just Crystal MRQ.
Crystal MRQ?
Yes.
That's your Instagram one?
That's my Instagram. And my Twitter is the opposite.
What is it? It's Champagne Mommy?
It's MRQ Crystal, but...
It's not even Champagne Mommy. You fucking lied to me.
No, it is Champagne. I will show you right now. It says Certified Lover Girl.
Let's see. Let me see it.
How much you want to bet? What do you want to lose?
Well, I already have to suck your toes after this, so...
And my ass.
And that's... Yeah, and your ass. Fuck. I'm in debt.
There we go. Look at my header.
Champagne Mommy. There she is.
And a certified lover girl.
Yep. All right, guys. Well, thank you guys for coming on. You guys were a lot of fun.
Thank you for having us here. This was amazing.
You guys were very horny.
Dude, I was low-key scared about what you were going
to
ask.
I mean, I was trying to get a little out of you, but you didn't want to open up to us.
Episode 2, it'll be for the books.
Episode 2.
Episode
2.
And then episode 3, we're going to find me some love.
Let's cheers one more time. Cheers.
Cheers. To the horny boy king.
Cheers.
To the horny boy king. Cheers. Cheers.
All right, guys.
Peace.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.